So a lot of interviews have been done with Arnold Schwarzenegger recently. One of the interviews had him tossing his kid's mattress out the window.
I saw that.
Because he didn't make his bed right. Or the nanny made the bed and he wasn't supposed to do that. But a recent interview with him as a grandfather, guess what? He's a pushover.
Is he?
So he was strict on his kids.
But you know, when it comes to the grandkids, they can do no wrong.
Yes, and he goes, yeah. And Arnold says, the bottom line is now I don't have to be that strict, right? Now the grandkids can come over. I play with them. The discipline stuff my daughter has to do and my son-in-law has to do. Let Chris Pratt and Catherine have the headache of disciplining them and doing all the stuff that they used to do. So, of course, he'll toss his own kid's mattress into the pool, not to his grandkids.
Nope.
So I thought we'd have some fun with you. 547-KORD. I know we're going to get a lot of calls on this. Do you secretly allow your grandkids to do things at your house that they're not allowed to do at home? Absolutely. When I get grandkids someday, I've already told my son, if I ever have a grandchild, it will be treated totally different than I treated you. As your dad, I disciplined you. I grounded you. I did But my grandbabies. Oh, yep. If you're gonna give me some grandbabies, my grandkids, I make no qualms. I make no secret. The grandbabies will be treated well. Isn't that amazing?
Spoiled rotten.
Yeah. So we'll take some calls. 547-KORD. Do you allow your grandkids to do things in your house that they're not allowed? Like give them sugar or jump on the furniture. Different things.
Let them do everything.
But kids always rat you out
Butter
later.
Them up.
Yeah, they rat you out later.
Them shopping.
Granddad.
Buy them everything. Yes.
Grandma and grandpa let me do that.
Because, you know why? Because they get to go home.
They do.
And throw their tantrums and, you know.
That's the point.
Right?
The point of being a grandparent is to get them all hooked up on Mountain Dew and then let them go home. Okay, thanks for coming
and over. Terrorize their parents. I get it.
Kids terrorized me as your parents. Made me get gray hair and pull my hair out and all that. All right, 547-KORD. We're going to share some of your calls on the way. Rick and Patty, KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Get ready, Tri-Cities. It's the Pet Overpopulation Prevention Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 3 at McCurley Subaru. Come meet adorable, adoptable dogs in the Subaru Dog Park and sweet cats in the garage. Enjoy half-off adoptions all day, local food vendors, pet-friendly shopping, and even a pet dress-up contest where the winner scores a mini detailing from McCurley Subaru. Don't miss your chance to bring home your new best friend and enjoy a fun-filled day for the entire family. The Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, October 18th at McCurley Subaru. Supported by McCurley Subaru, ASPCA. Committed to pets, families, and our community. We were talking about allowing your grandkids to do things at your house that you're not allowed to do at home. Been taking your calls this morning. 547-KORD. All right, grandparents, chime in. What are you letting the grandkids do that they can't do at home?
They want to eat maybe ice cream when they're not supposed to. Maybe more ice cream. Yeah, that's happened. That has happened.
Yeah.
And we just have that look, you know?
Yeah.
Because I know I want a second bowl of ice cream, and I think that's what gets it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel I have empathy.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey,
because you want ice cream too, Grandma.
I don't blame you. Absolutely.
Right?
547-KORD. Taking your calls. Grandparents, tell us how you spoil those kids.
We had a wall in one of my bedrooms that was painted with chalkboard white. And my grandkids know that when they come in, if they want to draw, they go to Grandma's room and all the markers and all the crayons and chalks are all on the wall.
Cool.
By the time they're done, I got one beautiful mural. All I got to do is wipe it off and go to the next one when they come over the next time.
I love that.
She didn't know anything about it until she went over to the other grandmother's house and her son drew all over other grandmother's wall. And then I got the phone call.
That's when you got the phone call. I love that. That's a cute idea. I love that, though.
Because kids always seem to grab a marker. And
they do. Kids do it.
Why
man.
Do they do it?
They do because...
They write on the wall and they cut their own hair or they put bubble gum in their
Absolutely.
Hair.
Absolutely.
What is that?
That's a whole point of being
a kid.
I
did all that too. But I don't know why.
Kids do it, man. They got to explore and have fun.
I don't know.
547-KORD. More of your calls on the way. Grandparents, keep calling. Got Rick and Patty. KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
All right, the top seven outrageous lies mom told us. There's a brand new survey out about this. When you were younger, what little white lie did your mom tell you that you believed as a kid. And we got a great call already. Tell us what your mom lied to you about.
Nobody ever died eating raw cookie dough, I guarantee it.
There you go, raw cookie dough. Yeah. I love chocolate chip cookie dough. Absolutely raw is the best way. Even Papa Murphy's, even though there's no eggs in it, they sell it,
oh, right?
I'll sit there and scoop that all day long.
Yeah, you can get it even in the grocery store. Nestle's has it,
yep,
too.
They've got it, too. So, exactly. But he makes a great point that, licking the bowl was the best part of being a kid, man. Totally.
And your mom would give you like one of the beater thing or the, I don't even know what you call it, spatula.
Yeah.
There you go, kid.
It's because mom didn't want eating all the dough before they got the cookies done, basically. Yeah. That's really what it comes down to.
It was cool, though, to eat the cookie dough.
I'm all about eating that cookie dough. So 547-KORD, little white lies that your parents told you. What do you got for us?
My sister, my older sister, did it to my nieces and nephews.
Okay.
When I would be at her house and say it would be 7 o'clock at night and the kids would go to bed at 9. And if she wanted quiet time, she would change the clock and tell the kids, oh, look, it's 8:30. It's time for bed. When they'll all, in reality, it would be like 7.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's pretty good, actually.
I never
thought about that. Change those clocks. Man, oh, man, that's a good one.
It's bedtime.
Yeah, bedtime. 547-KORD, little white lies your parents told you. What do you got?
Hi, I just wanted to share a white lie I told my son.
Okay, let's hear it.
So he loves listening to music on Alexa, like all of the crazy, annoying kids songs. And every once in a while, I'll have to be like, honey, Alexa's sleeping.
Alexa is sleeping. Sorry, can't listen.
How many times can you hear Baby Shark?
I know. Baby Shark, man. Baby Shark, Shark, Shark. I got it. There you go. So little white lies your parents tell you. 547-KORD. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027-KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Little white lies your parents told you when you were a kid. We were talking about don't eat the raw cookie dough.
Do not.
Don't sit next to the TV. You'll go blind. The list goes on and on.
Don't swallow the watermelon
seeds. And same as gum. Gum will stay in your stomach for 7 years. Take your calls, 547-KORD. What was that little white lie your parents told you?
Okay, when we were little, my mom used to tell us that every Sunday she would turn into a witch. And if we weren't good through the week, she would turn us into frogs. There for a while, of course, and then when we got older, we figured out that she wouldn't turn into a witch. But when we were really little, she had us believing that.
I like it. Thank you, Tara, for the call on that. And it's how she got. That's how she kept you in line, man.
I'd be going ribbit.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. I would never let my parents live that down. 547-KORD, what lies did your parents tell you?
If you cross your eyes, it'll stay that way. If you make a funny face, it'll stay that way.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The crossing of the eyes. Yeah. I remember that as a kid.
Knock it off. They could stay that way.
Don't cross your eyes. Okay. Yeah, exactly. So we're loving these little white lies. Keep them coming, Rick and Patty. KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
All right, brand new survey. I know you're a pizza person.
Oh, I love pizza.
You love pizza. Brand new survey reveals that 65% of people help themselves to the last slice of pizza without asking for permission. So when there's that last slice of pizza in the fridge, do you ever ask Jeff, hey, Jeff, I'm going to take this last slice?
I do not.
You just take it.
That's right.
65%.
That's right.
65% of people just take the last slice. If it's in the fridge, they're like, I'm taking that last
slice. Fair game.
I know that we just had pizza like for 2 days in a row here at work. But
it disappeared. I'm like, where'd all the pizza go? I came back, the next morning. I'm like,
because
I can't wait to heat up a piece in the, the toaster oven.
Yeah.
And it's gone. Who took all that? That's a lot of pizza, man.
So the hilarity is...
I know who took it.
Many years ago, we had a coworker that when we did boat races, we'd always get food catered in, whether it be pizza, whether it be bonefish, whatever. He'd bring his Tupperware. That was so funny. I mean, people just like, what? And so there'd be food left over. Guess what he'd be doing? Like, he'd be like, as they're packing the food up, guess what he'd be doing?
Scooping
it into his Tupperware. Come on, that's funny. That's funny. Right? Yeah, anybody have a coworker like that?
I heard those stories.
I have those stories. Like, okay.
You know, because normally what happens at the very end, they're like, oh, if anybody wants to take anything home, go for it, because we're not going to, you know. But, no, oh, Tupperware. No. He has, like, goes.
Let me get to my car. I got some Tupperware out there.
who brings Tupperware to the boat races to scoop in the food? I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was hilarious back in the day.
But so. You remember the OCB, Old Country Buffet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My neighbor would bring plastic bags, and she
no.
Yes, she did.
No,
yes,
she did.
Yes, she
no,
did.
She
what,
did not.
She did, too. And she goes, hey, you want a cookie?
No.
And I was like, where'd you get these? You know, and she goes, they're from Old Country Buffet.
I know. So what she would do is she'd go get a big plate of cookies and then go back to her seat and then put it in the plastic baggies.
I guess.
No wonder why Old Country Buffet's out of business. I'm just saying. I'm saying you can't keep up with food costs if everybody's doing that. That's crazy. All right, so we're going to have some fun with you. Have you ever gone out to dinner with someone and said, nope, I'm never going to dine with them ever again? Oh. Have you ever refused to dine with someone after that? Like, nope, that whether it be manners, whether it be the, you know, if, come on, if I went with your friend and they were scooping cookies out, I would like, okay, I'm not going to sit next to you as you're stealing a bag of cookies.
I had a great aunt who would take, you know, when you get the butter, you know, butter packets.
She'd take those too.
And the sugar packets, like the sweet and low.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Yes.
All right. All right. So I know there's going to be some good stories. Good stories. Do you realize that 50% of people do hold a grudge when you take the last slice without telling them? They do. 15% of people hold the grudge. Hey, where's that? I was going to eat a piece of that cheesecake. Where'd it go? Uh-huh. I'm sorry. It's all gone. Mm-hmm. I was going to have a big old slice of that. All right, take your calls on the way, 547-KORD, Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7-KORD.
Before we get to that, a brand new survey says that 65% of people help themselves to the last slice of pizza with us.
What's wrong with that?
15% of people are resentful that you did it.
Well, as long as you don't take the whole pie, I mean, if there's one last piece remaining,
yeah.
Well, you know, I think everybody's had their fill.
Do you? But you said you just take it. You don't ask. You just take it.
I do not.
It. All right. So if you're taking your calls, and the question is there someone you refuse to ever go out to dinner with because they consistently or constantly help themselves to the last of anything and everything? So it was funny. I had a former coworker. His name was Tom. And his mom and dad had taught him, you clean your plate. You don't leave a plate undone. And to me, I could be eating the juiciest steak on the planet. I could take one bite. And if my brain goes, I'm full.
Yeah, you're done.
I'm done. And he saw me one time we were out to dinner and whatever. Oh, he did. It was like, I didn't
eat that, Rick.
I'm going to clean your plate. And I'm like, okay, go ahead and clean my plate, dude. I'm like, clean it. I'm like, but I'm not.
I'm full.
And he's like, you know, 300, 400 pounds. I'm like, here's your plate, dude.
Well, that's why.
That is why. I'm not picking on poor Tom, but that's exactly why. It's like my brain goes, okay, we're full. Now I don't care what's in front of me. I'm full. Can't eat anymore. And but he was forced as a kid to clean that plate.
Yeah.
And he looked over at my plate and goes, I'll clean that for you. Just because he couldn't stand to see a plate that had something on it.
Oh, man.
But taking your calls, 547-KORD. All right. What's happened to you? Food habits and stuff. What's happened to you?
I was actually dating my husband. And
okay.
We were eating KFC that night. And you better believe she stabbed my hand with a fork.
What?
I put my hand in the bucket of chicken to grab a chicken leg. And she stabbed my hand.
What?
I was just dating my husband. I was a skinny little girl. And I was just like, okay. I was like, did she really just stab my hand?
All right, so the grandma.
Get your hand.
Gammy stabbed her hand. Like, wow. What the heck? I know. Eat with strangers, man. I don't like to eat with strangers because you just don't know their food habits. 547-KORD. Someone that you refuse to ever dine again with. What do you got?
It's my son.
Okay. Why?
He takes it without asking all the time. It's just a thing with him.
Yeah.
Sometimes he might even be sneaky when he does it.
Oh, wow.
He's an opportunist. He seizes the opportunity and takes it. We just yell and we're like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Right, exactly. So the last item in the fridge, you know, like a piece of cheesecake, piece of pizza or whatever, you got teenage kids, man. They're going to eat that. They're going to wolf.
Of course they are.
I expect
nothing
that.
Is
I expect that. When I had teenagers in my house, I expected
everything
them to
was gone.
Oh, wolf it down. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. 15% of people still will hold a grudge against you if you take the last piece of pizza.
Just don't mind.
Forewarning you there. Just forewarning you there. More of your calls on the way. 547-KORD. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
Get ready, Tri-Cities. It's the Pet Overpopulation Prevention Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 3 at McCurley Subaru. Come meet adorable, adoptable dogs in the Subaru Dog Park and sweet cats in the garage. Enjoy half-off adoptions all day, local food vendors, pet-friendly shopping, and even a pet dress-up contest where the winner scores a mini detailing from McCurley Subaru. Don't miss your chance to bring home your new best friend and enjoy a fun-filled day for the entire family. The Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, October 18th at McCurley Subaru. Supported by McCurley Subaru, ASPCA. Committed to pets, families, and our community. So we've talked about this occasionally, about meatloaf that your mom used to make there, Patty.
It's the one thing my mom could make. She made, tasted pretty decent.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Because I know that you've been traumatized by ketchup, though. You've been traumatized by ketchup.
She didn't put ketchup on her meatloaf, thank goodness.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, but a lot of people do. A lot of people do.
Yeah, it's usually the thing on the top, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Most of the time. Today is National Meatloaf Appreciation Day, and I guess the meatloaf was good at your place. I thought maybe you got traumatized because other food traumatized you when you were a kid. She put your mom... Was it pork chop?
Today, by the way, is my mom's birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday to your mom.
I feel bad even talking about...
We're not talking bad.
Bad cook, Mom.
Oh, no. We're not talking bad, but we're going to wish her a happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Joanne.
Oh, my goodness. So, all right. So this question might not be for you, Patty. Have you ever been traumatized by meatloaf? So what happened? And who made the meatloaf? And
man,
what was it?
Well, yeah. That was, like I'm saying, that was like the one of the things that she could throw down.
Throw down the meatloaf.
Yes.
Well, whenever you go to the church potluck, sometimes you just never know what's going to be in some of these dishes, especially the Jell-O. Like, if I see, like, what the heck? What's vegetables doing in my Jell-O? I don't know. I mean, different things like that.
I was traumatized one year at Thanksgiving. There were lima beans in the stuffing. What the heck?
Interesting.
Are you kidding? What is this, Grandma?
Yeah. And there's some interesting thing in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone always destroys the green bean casserole with something that shouldn't be
something
in there.
Something else, yeah.
Didn't you say you're not a peas fan?
Hate peas.
Yeah, that's what
Gross.
I thought.
I'm not a fan of peas at all.
So if you've got Jell-O with peas in it, you're like, what is...
No.
Who ruined Jell-O with peas,
who
right?
Who does that?
Oh, my gosh. These old-time recipes, I tell you. So there you go. Have you ever been traumatized by meatloaf? What was in the meatloaf and who made the meatloaf?
What goes in there?
Yeah, exactly.
It's my secret recipe. Raisins? What?
I don't need that. 547-KORD. We're going to take some calls about some great meatloaf recipes on the way. Rick and Patty, 1027-KORD.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
All right, talking about the meatloaf. Today is National Meatloaf Appreciation Day. I like anything that's got meat in it. I'm a carnivore.
Enough meatloaf.
So I don't recall ever having bad meatloaf, you know. I recall. But there are recipes where people will sneak stuff in. You're like, what's this in the middle of my meatloaf? What's going on there? So if that's ever happened to you, we're taking your calls. 547-KORD. Tell us about the meatloaf recipe. What do you got?
My great-grandma made awful meatloaf.
Okay.
It wasn't because it was, like, a bad recipe or anything. My grandma could not see well, so all of her measurements were very off. It tasted like you were eating little bits and pieces of coal.
Oh, my gosh.
It was nasty, and your teeth were black afterwards. That gives you a kind of sense of how bad this
was. Oh, my gosh.
I fed it to the dog. The dog liked it.
Oh, my God, the dog likes it. Of course, dog likes anything.
I don't know about that.
So I know with my great-grandparents or even my grandparents, they had gotten to the point where you just, out of respect, you ate whatever they put in front of you, and sometimes the food was not very good. Did that ever happen with your grandparents, or did you ever have your great-grandparents?
Yeah, no. So, of course, you have two sets. My dad's side was great. My mom's side, that's, again, where the lima beans in
the
stuffing.
Right, what? But you have to have respect. You have to and it's like, oh, they put it in front of me. Like, well, I don't want to
just eat it. And you go, mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Tasty, Grandma and Grandpa.
Thanks, Grandma.
547-KORD, Meatloaf Appreciation Day. Tell us about the worst meatloaf you've ever had.
My mom made it once. It was really nasty. I hate to say that because I love my mother to pieces.
Yeah.
But it was really, really, like, I don't know if she put too much liquid in it or what, but it wouldn't even stay together. When mom made it, it was almost like when you went to cut into it, it was like liquid coming out. And I'm like, Mom, I don't think this is right. No. And it did not taste well at all either.
If it's liquid, that's probably not a good meatloaf there for you. That would be nasty. At least your mom was nice enough to understand that instead of saying, just eat it, eat it. Kids in Africa starve. You eat right now.
I remember hearing that.
More calls on the way. 547-KORD, National Appreciation for Meatloaf. Yeah, if you've got a good recipe, we'll want to hear those as well. You got Rick and Pat.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Honey, candy corn. Are you a big candy corn fan?
I absolutely hate candy corn.
All right.
It's just loaded with sugar. That's all it is. Sugar, sugar, sugar.
I know that candy corn for me as a kid, I would eat candy corn, but I always felt like the white part had a different taste than the rest of it. So I'd always nibble off the white, but I'd leave the rest of it. So I don't know why. I always thought it had a better taste. Now, probably as an adult, it's probably the same all the way through, but it just looks colored that way.
I will say this. If you mix candy corn with salted peanuts, right? Salted nuts.
Yeah.
It tastes like a payday candy bar.
Really?
It does.
Interesting.
It's good.
I've seen some homemade Reese's recipes online that use candy corn. They're saying candy corn is part of, I don't believe it, but I mean, I've seen it on YouTube making.
I don't like candy corn standalone, but if you throw some peanuts with it, I can do it.
Well, what about a meat sausage?
Absolutely not. Are you talking about this whole story in Minnesota?
Yes.
In Anoka, the brats?
Yeah, the new sausages have a sweet flavor. Butcher created the candy corn brats in honor of Halloween. This thing has gone viral.
It's a big deal in Minnesota.
Gone nationwide.
People, you either like it or you don't.
I normally like anything sausage and meat, but I don't know about throwing in some candy corn mixed in there.
I love brats.
Yeah.
I mean, you know me, I'm not a big meat eater. Okay. So I do like a good bratwurst.
Man, it's amazing. You grown in the Minnesota area. It's all fish fries and brats, right?
Oh my gosh. You know, Minnesota, well, it's the land of 10,000 lakes.
It is.
So, you know, yes, in Minnesota and Wisconsin, every Friday, you know, you have a fish fry at your VFW.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So you got the freshest fish there is possible there.
I'm not a fan.
So the candy corn brat you're going to pass on
Two
there.
Two thumbs down, man.
All right.
Forget it.
We're going to do the debate, man. You know how this is. Everybody has an opinion about candy corn. 547-KORD. Where do you stand on the candy corn debate? Is it a great Halloween candy or not? I know it's cheap. I think that's why people get it most of the time. And any funny stories about candy corn, share it with us too as well. Take some calls.
I don't like it. I do not.
All right. She's like, no, hate it. So candy corn debate going on. 547-KORD. Chime in. We'll play your calls coming up. Rick and Patty, 102.7-KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Get ready, Tri-Cities. It's the Pet Overpopulation Prevention Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 3 at McCurley Subaru. Come meet adorable, adoptable dogs in the Subaru Dog Park and sweet cats in the garage. Enjoy half-off adoptions all day, local food vendors, pet-friendly shopping, and even a pet dress-up contest where the winner scores a mini detailing from McCurley Subaru. Don't miss your chance to bring home your new best friend and enjoy a fun-filled day for the entire family. The Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, October 18th at McCurley Subaru. Supported by McCurley Subaru, ASPCA. Committed to pets, families, and our community. Candy corn debate. We got to talk about candy corn. Where do you stand on candy corn? Patty says no way. No way on
I don't like it. I'm not a fan. Do you like it?
As a kid, I would eat it. Now to me, it's like the trash candy of Halloween. Now it's like, this is what you bring me?
Some people really love it.
No. I'm like, bring me Reese's, bring me Kit Kats, Almond
now
Joys.
Now there's like a fall candy corn, too.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
It's
like a s'mores flavored one. And I'm like, it's sugar.
I think as a kid, you loved candy corn and you loved Peeps. Now to me, I couldn't eat either of them.
I don't even know which is worse. Peeps are worse.
I think peeps are. It's just, you know. So we've been taking your calls. The debate, candy corn debate. Is it a great Halloween candy or not? And if you got a great candy corn story, you can share that as well. So good morning, KORD. You love it, hate it? What do you like?
Candy corn is sweet.
Okay.
Chewy. Scrum diddly umptious. And whoever doesn't like candy corn, they're not. You know, that's like saying you don't like bacon. It's delicious.
Really?
That is a fine wine dessert in my house.
All right. He says it's fine wine dessert.
I disagree because even as a person who really doesn't eat a lot of meat, I love bacon.
Yeah.
I'll
take bacon any day of the week. I had a BLT yesterday, so I'm all about bacon.
I know.
About bacon, no matter what. Sorry, you can't compare candy corn to bacon.
I'm sorry, sir.
547-KORD. Love it, hate it. What do you think about candy corn?
If I wanted to eat colored wax, I would just chew on a candle. They're just gross. There's like, it's a weird texture, a weird consistency, and then the flavor is not anything like remarkable.
Wow.
Like you can hand me a Reese's, like the Reese's pumpkin, and that's what I want for Halloween candy, but not candy corn.
Yeah, I'm all in on the Reese's. I saw a couple of those out in the store yesterday at the Red Apple. I was like, oh yeah, I'm all about that.
Because peanut butter is
yummy. That's good stuff. Yeah.
All I can think about is if you had a cavity and then you ate a candy corn.
All sugar.
Owie,
it's gonna hurt.
That's what I'm thinking.
Love it, hate it. The candy corn debate rolls on. More of your calls on the way. KORD.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.